are born great, and some are born Jersey.
I don't start the drama.
Oh, hi.
But I will stop the show.
I say, when you have nothing to hide, there's nothing to lose.
You don't have to pay me a compliment, but you do have to pay me respect.
My nose may be new.
Cheers.
But I could still smell a rat.
I have a new king.
Good job.
Finally.
But I'm still the queen of New Jersey.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Flipping the Table. Today, we're going to be recapping episode 3, A Very Jersey Kegger. So let's flip the table and jump right into the recap. First scene starts, Dolores is at her house, cooking dinner for her and her kids, Frankie and Gabrielle. At dinner, Dolores tells them that Frank is going to be moving back in with them. And Gabby doesn't like that idea. She says that they both have two big personalities and they're going to butt heads a lot. I know I got a lot of comments on one of my posts about Gabby calling her father Frank. A lot of people commented that it was disrespectful and people wondered why she called her dad Frank. And Frank actually commented on my post, so he set the record straight. He pretty much said, Gabby has been doing that ever since she was a baby, and it just stuck. There's no disrespect to him at all, and he doesn't really mind it. All right, so let's jump to the next scene. Gia's photo shoot for her waking up in the morning. I hope you guys like my Gia impression. But anyway, let's get back to the recap. Her photo shoot for her waking up in the morning hoodies. At the photo shoot, Teresa brings up that Louise sent a group text out to the whole family inviting the Giudices and Gorgas over for like a family dinner to try and help repair their family. Melania brings up that she doesn't want to go to that dinner and that she's still upset with their uncle, Joe Gorga, for the things he said last season about their father. But as we see in the episode, she ends up going to the dinner. The next scene, Jackie goes out to dinner with her husband, Evan. And this scene was kind of hard to watch because we see Jackie break down a little bit. And we got to commend her for this because I'm sure this is very hard for her to do at all. But like filming with a bunch of cameras and lights and being aired on production and being aired on national television, she opens up about her recent struggles and she tells Evan that she is nervous that she could relapse into another disorder. But as they talk about it, Jackie ultimately decides she needs help. So I'm sure we'll see in like the next episode when she gets help and maybe they'll show us the sessions, maybe not, but I guess we'll see probably the next episode or the episodes to come. After that scene, we fast forward to Louie's house, where the Giudice and Gorga family meet up to talk about their recent issues. At the dinner, they bring up everything about Joe Giudice and about the whole thing last season, and they ultimately decide to move forward everything, agree to not talk about their father. Joe Gorga agrees not to talk about their father, and they ultimately agree to move forward. So that was great. That was great to see. And my opinion, I think Louis is a great influence on the family, especially that he got them all together to help repair that little rift. So I definitely think Louis is a great guy and he can really help the family. In the next scene, Tracy Johnson, the new friend of whom Melissa brought on, has her first solo scene. In the scene, it's her and her husband Tiki. They start discussing Jennifer and that they have sympathy for her. And then Tracy goes into her and Tiki's story in her confessional that when they first started dating, there was a lot of rumors circulating. And she said that it really affected them as a couple. And at this point, I'm not sure if she was filming as a full-time housewife because I'm not 100% sure, because I heard when she first came on, she was being tested as a friend and then she was upgraded to a full-time housewife. But in the end, like a day or two before, or maybe a few days before the trailer dropped, they decided to demote her back down to a friend. And the reason that I heard for the sudden demotion was that they were editing down the season so much, they didn't have enough footage to make her full-time, which I think that's totally unfair. And I heard that Tracy didn't find out about it until, like, a day or two before the trailer. So it was a shock to us as much as it was a shock to her. And the housewife didn't even know. Fast forward, we get to Jackie and Evan's keg party. The ladies start to arrive and immediately start chatting. And Dolores reveals that she broke up with David, which was a shock because we know they have been dating for so long. And the ladies have spoken up about it, about the Porsche from last season. And for, I guess, I'm sure it was hard for Dolores to come to that realization that she needed to move on from David, and now she has an amazing boyfriend. But back to the recap, I'm happy that she was able to make that decision on her own, and she did what was good for her. And at the end of the day, that's what you have to do. And we see right now she has her new boyfriend, Paulie, and she looks happier than ever, which she deserves. Then the ladies start talking about Jennifer crying at Dolores' house last episode. And it was really, I thought it was really nice to see that even though Tracy is Melissa's friend, she stuck up for Jennifer, which Margaret didn't like because she called Tracy Mother Teresa in her confessional. So, I mean, that was a little shade. I wonder if there will be more to that little, the little tiff they had, but I guess we'll see in the upcoming episodes. Then Dolores comes up to Jennifer and Tracy and starts telling Jen why she's frustrated with her. And Jen says she wants to be upfront with Dolores and tells her that Jackie said she has witnessed that Dolores isn't a good friend to Jen. Then Jackie comes over and her and Dolores start yelling at each other, getting each other's faces, and then really get into it. And then, like Bravo likes to do, hits us with a to be continued. So we have no choice but to wait till next week to see how the fight ends. And I just want to say thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and I hope you all enjoyed. Please leave me your honest review. Don't give me 5 stars. Give me what you feel. If you feel I did 5 stars, give me the 5 stars. If you feel I did 1 star, give me the 1 star, because I really want to hear everyone's honest feedback, because it'll help me in the long run to help perfect this podcasting, because you guys know I'm new at this. And also, this wouldn't have been possible without you guys. So thank you again, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Coming up, I have an exclusive interview with Jen, which I filmed yesterday. And you guys are definitely going to want to tune into this one, because Jennifer confirms some things. We get her opinions on some things. And she tells me that she has interest in writing a book. So to hear that and more, make sure you keep an eye out for the interview with Jen. Thank you, guys. I'll see you next time.